When Maine voters go to the polls in June for the primaries, it's still not clear whether they'll be using a landmark ranked choice voting system. The system's supposed to make elections less acrimonious and less partisan, but in an ironic twist, the fate of ranked choice could largely be determined by voters who identify as partisans and less by the state's biggest voting bloc, independents. Political correspondent Steve Missler is here to explain why. Steve, the wrangling over ranked choice has been really chaotic ever since voters approved it nearly 2 years ago. We don't know if the system's going to be in place for the June primaries, but we do know that Maine voters will be asked if they want to keep at least part of the system going forward, right?
Yeah, that's right. Of all of the voter-approved laws from 2016, ranked choice has probably experienced the most tortured path to becoming a reality, including a Maine court opinion that it ruled part of the law unconstitutional last year, which is why we're in the position that we're in. But thanks to the legislature's attempt to eventually repeal the law in 2021, Maine voters will get another chance to decide if they want to keep the system during the June primary election. And that's because there will be a people's veto on the ballot to overturn the legislature's repeal and keep at least part of ranked choice voting in place.
And that people's veto question will appear on the ballot, and every registered voter will have a chance to vote on it. But you also say Maine's primary system could dissuade some unenrolled voters from going to the polls. Why is that?
So Maine is not what you would what's known as an open primary state. We basically have taxpayer-funded party elections here, in which only people who are enrolled in a party can vote in a candidate primary. Now, it's really, really important to emphasize here that this primary style doesn't prevent every single registered voter from voting on a statewide ballot question, in this case, the ranked choice voting question. But the question is whether they will in this case. So maybe picture it this way, Nora. Let's say you're one of Maine's 376,000 unenrolled voters, and you're not affiliated with any political party. Now, unless you want to enroll in a party, you can't participate in some of these high-profile primary contests, such as the Republican or gubernatorial primary, unless you enroll in one of those parties. Now, if that's the case, is the ranked choice voting ballot question enough to get you to the polls in June? That's the question.
If it's not enough to bring people out to the polls on its own, you're saying that party-affiliated voters would have a bigger say in determining whether Maine keeps ranked choice voting.
Bingo. So now, and I'm not saying that's going to happen. It's a potential factor, which is why we're already seeing the two major political parties making ranked choice voting a campaign issue. Democrats say they're supporting the system while Republicans are opposing it. But there are other factors that could potentially eclipse the partisan-centric nature of the primary and draw independents to the polls. Now, for one thing, there are a lot of self-described independents who lean Democrat or Republican in Maine. And this is true nationally, too. There's a lot of studies to illustrate this, including one recent one by Pew Research Center. And if you factor in the increased polarization of the electorate, plus voters' desire to participate in some of these very consequential candidate primaries, such as the governor's race, that could be enough motivation for unenrolled voters to suck it up, enroll in a party, and go to the polls in June. And then they would, while they're there, they would, of course, vote on ranked choice voting. Now, additionally, the supporters of ranked choice voting are very organized, and they've demonstrated twice now that they can get their issues on the ballot, and that's no small achievement. And you can argue that these attempts to block ranked choice voting by the legislature and repeal it will only fuel the people who supported it in the first place.
Well, that's an interesting wrinkle to this already wrinkly issue. And you could read more about it in Steve's digital story at mainepublic.org. Thanks, Steve, for talking with me.
Thanks, Nora. Happy to do it.